There's a synergy between your spiritual story and your mental health, which makes sense because your spiritual story is everything that you tell yourself about your spirituality, your connection to the wider world, your connection to other people. And depending on what you're telling yourself, that can very easily affect your mental health. The problem is in our Western society, we are really good at siloing off things. Think about the dichotomy between body and mind. Mental health is seen to only be in your brain, in your mind, and not even beyond a pharmaceutical way, the way that your brain is wired. It's basically mental health is a lot of times based on how well the way that you think, the way that you act, your conceptions of yourself stack up against some sort of norm. And we all know norms are constructions. Norms are whatever society says they are. And so our spiritual story very much ties into that because just like mental health can be comparing yourself to a norm that really doesn't exist, a lot of times our spiritual stories get tied up in what we think a normative spirituality would be based on the culture around us and not what our actual lived embodied experience is. And that's what I want to break down in this week's episode of Feather Mane Soul Wisdom. You're listening to Feather Mane Soul Wisdom, a podcast designed for people looking to live embodied lives and find their authentic selves. This show is hosted by Kit Kailstow, body theologian and spiritual mentor. If you're looking to get in touch with your inner spirit, then this show is for you. Thanks for listening. And now, this week's show. Hi, I'm Kit Kailstow, and welcome to this week's episode of the Feather Mane Soul Wisdom Podcast. Before I dive into this week's topic, which is what in the world does our spiritual story have to do with our mental health, I want to define a couple of terms, especially if you're new to the podcast. When I'm talking about mental health, in general, what I am talking about is how you feel about yourself, how you feel about the world around you, and how you feel in general about things. Are you energetic? Are you enthusiastic? Are you bored? Are you frustrated? Are you just freaking exhausted? That's your mental health. When I talk about mental health care, I'm primarily talking about the Western discipline of psychology, which is based on a paradigm that talks about maladaptive behaviors, thoughts, feelings, and emotions. If you read through the Diagnostics Standards Manuals, DSM, I encourage you to do so if you have insomnia. It will put you to sleep or horrify you and give you nightmares. When you read through, there's a common line in most diagnoses, and especially when somebody is doing what is called a differential diagnosis, which is basically seeing if they can diagnose you with this thing versus why they can't diagnose you with something else. And that is that the whatever they're diagnosing you with, the thoughts, feelings, emotions, symptoms are maladaptive and are causing distress for a long period of time. And the distress can be very serious and very severe. It could also be as simple as, I am so exhausted all the time, I don't give a damn about work, and I'm tired of feeling this way. So it could be that baseline level of what a lot of people would call really low-level distress, or it could be something much more severe. But basically, you yourself do not like the way you think, feel, act around certain situations, and you're looking to change that, or as in the case with most children, or sometimes with certain individuals, the people around you don't like that, and so they are seeking to push you into treatment. I have made my thoughts on the Western discipline of psychology, where I feel it's good, where I feel it harms, especially a lot of vulnerable populations. The biggest takeaway for this episode of the podcast is that a lot of times, although it is changing, but a lot of times when people are looking to make that differential diagnosis, they are blaming the person rather than the system, the culture, the outside factors. You know, a great example, or not so great example if you're living it, is your job doesn't pay you enough to cover all your bills. And so you're really stressed and you're really burnt out over it and you're really tired. And that makes you depressed because you can't pay your bills. Well, there may be an internal, I don't want to use the word imbalance, but an internal makeup of your brain where medication can help you feel better and help adjust to that imbalance. But the honest truth is, if you're not going to get paid any more money, that medication is a band-aid and not a solution. And so, again, I don't want to discourage anybody from seeking treatment. I don't want to discourage anybody from taking their medication. I certainly, you know, am very happy that I have my anti-anxiety medication. So I am not anti-psychiatry or anti-psychology, but the fact that they silo things off really bothers me. And that's something that I really want to push against. So with all that being said, and I probably took a little bit longer in the podcast than I meant to, I want to talk about how our spiritual story affects our mental health. And so, you know, your spiritual story is the way you think and feel around, well, first of all, around religion or spirituality in general. And there are no right or wrong answers here. We each have our own individual embodied lived experience. I want to honor that. And I want to honor that even if you're listening to this podcast and thinking, well, I'm atheist or I'm agnostic. I don't really care about religion. It's not a part of my life. There is still the spiritual story when you think about spirituality as a connection with something greater than ourselves. And so we have our interpersonal connections. You might have the immediate people who live with you. You might have other people that you really care about in your life, friends, lovers, family members, partners, people who have really kind of been there for you that you have those close ties to. And then there's our broader community. That could be a community based on a location. It could be a community based on a special interest. Trekkies is a community, for example. And even if you live a very far distance away from somebody, you might still feel a connection with them if they say, hey, I'm a Trekkie. And you're like, hey, I'm a Trekkie too. If you can't tell, I'm a Trekkie. But you might feel that connection with them through a shared interest. So communities can be many different circles, some overlapping, some not, of our connections with other people. So your spiritual story is driven by your experiences with these connections, as well as your experiences, for good or bad, with spirituality in a religious or I almost said spiritual sense, but in the sense of a higher power, your relationship with or your acknowledgement of a higher power. And sadly, in the case of a lot of organized religion today, your experiences for good or bad with organized religion. And so the way that those stories interact with our mental health is you can't separate them. You cannot silo off your spiritual relationships. And so an example I'm going to give a slight trigger warning here. I'm going to talk a little bit about politics and Christianity. But a good example of this would be if you have had a negative experience with Christianity, or like in the case of myself, I'm a religious scholar. I've done a lot of studying of the various flavors and opinions and views of various denominations of Christianity. And so there is a judgment there as far as, you know, what did Jesus really teach? What did, you know, what does love your neighbor really mean? Who's your neighbor? Is there an asterisk after that? Spoiler alert, I don't think there is. But you have all these different thoughts and views. Christianity is, we live in America in what I call a Christian homogeny, which is, it's pretty much pervasive in our culture, even if you're not Christian. I'm not. But because I was raised in it, because I'm pursuing a religious studies degree, I'm pretty well steeped in it. And so if you've had a negative experience, then what is happening politically, and I'm not going to go into that, but what is happening politically is going to have a very different mental health impact. You're going to feel very different about that than somebody who's very ambivalent about Christianity, who really doesn't care, who really doesn't feel that that's an important part of their life, or who is okay with the Christianity that they grew up with, who sees it kind of as a benevolent force. There's going to be, there could be very different feelings and thoughts about the political situation. And so that's where your spiritual story comes into play. Your spiritual story is complex. I talk a lot about it kind of as a general concept. But when you think about it, if you're listening to my voice, you have your own spiritual story, and that spiritual story is probably very different from mine in many respects. There may be respects where it's very similar too. And so when you think about that, we are messy, messy creatures. And I think that's the beauty of humanity, that in many ways we are complex and there's multi-layered. And it's just messy, and we're all just kind of traveling together. And so we all need to support one another. Our spiritual story is that way. And so, of course, it's going to impact your traditional mental health and mental health care. You may have a professional in your life who is willing to examine that with you, who is willing to look beyond their own biases, because we all have them. Or they are going to completely ignore it and thus ignore a major aspect of your mental health care. Why am I talking about this today? Well, because my passion is helping people create systems of spiritual care. Because in our lives, we're basically told we need to do two things. We need to do this concept of self-care, which is things like spa, pampering, rest, taking care of yourself. But a lot of that is focused on taking care of your physical body, and it's supposed, and then it will spill over into your mental health care. And I know I'm oversimplifying here, but a lot of times self-care does not talk about the spiritual aspect of your life. And then we have all the work, and I put work in quotes, all the work-related systems of care, which really aren't care at all, to be honest. Productivity, the capitalist systems of productivity. Do more, achieve more. That's where a lot of the AI slop comes in, where you're supposed to use this computer to do your thinking for you, to free up your brain to think about other things. And yeah, we won't go there. But basically, it's to have you achieve more and more productivity in a capitalist society, which if AI is supposed to... Yeah, I mean, if AI is supposed to basically eliminate our need for work so we have more leisure time, then why are people worried about us being more productive? If we're supposed to have more leisure time, and there you just see an example of the silos or the dichotomy that our Western culture really loves to create. So we have people who are telling us to take care of our physical body. You know, have you showered today? Have you drank water? Have you taken your meds? Those are all great things. I hope you've done those today. But we also have these other people who are telling us to do more, 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 more. Nobody is really talking about how to foster our connection with ourselves, with our spirituality, whether that is our connection to something larger than ourselves in terms of the universe or divine power or our communities or a cause or whatever. And yeah, there's people talking about that, but again, it's all being done in silos. And if you can't tell, I hate silos. It's my biggest frustration with academia. I read all these great books, really looking at and deconstructing certain aspects of certain religion, and they are done in isolation and not even in conversation with what's going on in the world at the time the book was published or what may happen. And I'm speaking of a lot of books on Christianity that like talk about the political aspects of Christianity, but don't extrapolate. And that was just one of my big frustrations. And so that's why I feel like there's a connection between our spiritual story and our mental health. Because if you think, you know, I've said it a zillion times already, but if you think about it, that nothing happens in isolation. Everything impacts everything else. It's like a pebble dropped into a pond. That pebble could be a certain event. It could be a certain person. It could be a thought. You put that pebble into the pond and those ripples ripple out. And you don't know where those ripples are going to go. I mean, if it's a pond, you know they're going to go to the edge of the pond. But you could, you know, unless you do some really serious heavy-duty mathematical calculations, you probably can't predict where, you know, what size the ripples will be, where they're going to go, where they're going to show up next. It's a lot of that. I mean, yes, you could do it if you have the math, but for the average, you know, you and I, we drop a pebble into a pond or we skip a stone and we just enjoy the process. And so what I want to encourage you and kind of the takeaway from this is that things are not isolated. If you've been thinking about your mental health as separate from your physical health, which is a great example, I want you to start thinking about them as entwined. And a good way to notice this is, what are you feeling in your body and how does that relate to your emotions? Are your shoulders tense? Maybe you're anxious. Maybe you're stressed about work. Maybe you're frustrated about a situation. Does your stomach feel kind of angry, rumbly? Well, I don't know about you, but when my stomach feels kind of angry, rumbly, that's because my anxiety is acting up. And so, and quite often, that's one of my first clues. Oh, I'm anxious. And so then I can start to use my tools to mitigate that. So start to notice the interplay between your body and your mind. And then start to notice the interplay between your spiritual story. And if you don't know what your spiritual story is or are not quite sure how to start digging into that, I encourage you to reach out, book a free discovery call with me. We can spend, you know, we can spend some time together, see how we can work together. But I encourage you to reach out and think about your spiritual story and then start thinking about whether that's working for you or not. Does that impact the other areas of your life and how? Again, much like when you sit down with a therapist and talk about how your thought patterns, how you may want to change those, your spiritual story is very much the same way. Beliefs about certain things could be impacting other aspects of your spiritual story and impacting your mental health. And so you start to deconstruct those. And then we start looking at taking that spiritual story and creating those systems of spiritual care. What does that look like for you? What do you need to feel centered? What do you need to feel safe? What do you need to feel protected? A lot of those things actually come from our spiritual story and not necessarily from psychology, from our workplace, definitely not from our workplace, or from other areas of our lives. And so you can start to work together. You know, I don't claim that my work would replace, you know, actual psychology. In fact, I love my therapist, and I would not dream of the work that I do with my spiritual story of replacing that relationship. But they can work together. They can work together as far as when you deconstruct your spiritual story, you start to see it unfolding in other areas of your life. and vice versa. When you start to, you know, kind of unknot or unravel some snarls when you're dealing with therapy, that can have positive impacts on your spiritual story as well, or deepen your spirituality if that's a path that you follow. And so I encourage you to use that as a complementary therapy, as a complementary to whatever else you're doing in your life. Your spiritual care, your systems of spiritual care are very much a complementary connection or a complementary therapy to your self-care. Your systems of spiritual care can actually have a positive impact on, you know, other things you might want to do, your productivity or other projects. And so when we start to see that all of this flows together and all of this works together, then we can actually see that working on our spiritual stories brings us much greater positive benefits and actually can create very positive impacts within our mental health care and our mental health care systems. So I feel like this may have been a little rambly, but I hope that it's helped you kind of start to think about the way these things work together. And again, if you're curious, I encourage you to reach out. I do offer free calls. I love to chat with people, find out, you know, how they're working with their spiritual care, how what systems they're creating for themselves, and how we can work together to help make them work better for you. Thank you so much for listening. Please don't forget to like and subscribe and follow wherever you hear my voice. And I look forward to chatting with you soon on the next episode of the Feather Mane Soul Wisdom Podcast. You've been listening to the Feather Mane Soul Wisdom Podcast, hosted by Kit Kailstow. Learn more about Feather Mane Soul at feathermanesoul.com. Kit's passionate about embodied living and finding authentic joy by connecting with yourself and others. Kit loves working with neurodivergent, chronically ill, or disabled individuals, as well as anyone who wants to reclaim the stories and find new stories for them. Music is Running with the Horses by Purple Planet Music. This podcast is hosted on the Muse Charmer Media Network. Find out more by visiting the podcast website and following the links to Muse Charmer. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, or follow the podcast at your favorite podcast listening or social media site. Thank you.